On the edge of the Mesa County Fairgrounds is a living laboratory, honoring the ancestral wisdom of the Ute people. The Ute Learning Garden, residing on 2.5 acres of land next to the Mesa County Fairgrounds, is divided into four zones, each representing an ecosystem within the seasonal migratory route that Ute families traversed for over 1,000 years. In February, the Bureau of Land Management in Colorado awarded the Grand Junction Ethnobotany Team the Heritage Hero Award for bringing Ute tribal leaders and youth to their ancestral lands to share knowledge and traditional plant uses.
My name is Mike Calabro, and I'm a volunteer with the CSU Extension Office. Ready to go into the garden?
This project, conceived in 2009, is a collaboration between Colorado State University Extension, Northern Utes of the Uintah and Ouray Reservation, and the BLM.
This is a pinyon pine tree, and you've probably got a lot of them around your place. Now, these trees are still a little bit too young, but when it gets to about 100 years old, they'll start getting a good crop of pinyon nuts, and they'll keep growing for 700 or 800 or 900 years.
Wow, it takes 100 years before they produce pinyon nuts?
And a good supply of pinyon nuts. They'll provide some, but not a lot. But what it does is it provides a nut that will last a long time, because once you roast that pinyon nut, it'll last for a couple of years. It's also very high calorie food. Mm-hmm. A pound of pinyon nuts will have 3,000 calories. That's similar to a pound of steak.
So here's another interesting plant right here. And you probably know this, it's Mormon tea, and you find it all around. It's known for its ephedra content, and the Mormons came into this area, and they don't drink coffee, and so they would take some of these leaves and boil them up and make a beverage out of them. And I understand it tastes pretty awful, but if you add enough lemon juice to it and some sugar, it's not bad, you know. Mm-hmm. The rose is a really good plant, because rose hips are the fruit of the rose, and they're made into a beverage, or they're eaten, and they have a high vitamin C content to them. Buffalo berry, this is going to have some berries on it, and what they would do is they would take the berries and make it into a sauce and put it on buffalo meat, and that's one way where they got the name buffalo berry for this. We've got another interesting plant here. We call it the skunk bush. It's Rhus trilobita. It's going to have a red berry on it, and the red berry is going to be really sour. One of the other names for this bush is a lemonade bush. And in the summertime, when you're really thirsty, the best thing to do is to take something sour, and it makes your thirst go away. So the Indians would collect some of these berries and just pop them in their mouth, but you can take the berries also and make them into a lemonade. And even the berries themselves are very good. They're edible. Gamble's oak is great because it produces an acorn, and the acorn is a good food source, not only for just eating the nuts, but also for mashing it up and making it into a flour. The powder on the aspen tree, you just rub your hand on this, and if you don't have any sunscreen, this will make a good, this is what they use for sunscreen. In the springtime, you're going to have cattails hanging off of these, and some groups will eat those. Now, I'm not saying you should eat them, because now we're putting a lot of pesticides on stuff.
Oh, no.
And this is a four-winged saltbush, and it's found all around out here. It's saltbush because when it gets leaves on it, then you might be able to taste, it'll be salty. You burn this plant and you get an ash, and then the ash is called a culinary ash. And restaurants now are using culinary ash on some of their foods. You know, if you were to look at this on the internet, you'd find a four-page brochure just on this plant and on what it can do. It's really an amazing plant. But this is the other amazing plant right over here, the yucca plant. And this plant is really interesting because of this thread. And this thread is really tough thread. So the Indians would make their moccasins and their leggings. They would weave this together. But the other part of this plant is the roots of this plant have saponin in it. And when you take saponin and add it to water, you get soap suds, and that becomes their shampoo. So they would wash their hair with that. So it's really good that way. Now, the other thing is it's going to get a stalk in the center here, and that stalk is edible just like an asparagus. It's going to get a flower on it, and that flower is going to produce a fruit, and that fruit is edible. You can dry it, or you can roast it, or you can boil it, do anything you want with it. So these are a couple of cool plants right here.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.